I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. There were 500 tons of marijuana produced for sale in Colorado last year, according to the state Marijuana Enforcement Division. Additionally, Colorado ranks number one among industrial hemp growing states.
There was about a little over 18,000 acres permitted in Colorado this year.
Dr. John Vaught is CEO of Front Range Biosciences. He and other experts in its cultivation say the growing demand for cannabis for both marijuana and hemp production has also increased risk to farmers and producers.
Over the last 10 years, as this crop has come out of prohibition, what we're seeing is significant increase in demand. And what that leads to is significant pressure on the supply chain. And so we have a new crop which needs to be grown and it needs to be produced in very large quantities as quickly as possible.
That's where Front Range Biosciences comes in, he says, producing high-quality plants so growers at the beginning of the supply chain can avoid the costs of running their own nursery. Vaught says the company also reduces growers' risk by creating healthy, vigorous plant starts, free of pathogens such as bacteria, fungus, or pests that increase early supply chain failure rates. Vaught says the early intervention may allow this, quote, young crop as it grows its way toward commodity status, with Colorado at the forefront. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.